Well, my friends, Mike and I did not have time to go see a movie this weekend. There's not much out, so we brought in a pinch hitter from our dugout, brought in young Zach, who's normally here for Fake News Friday, to weigh in on the latest version of Wonka. What is this, the third, fourth version in the last 10 years?
Third, I think.
Third.
Well, not 10 years.
And not 10 years. Okay. Just
third ever.
Third ever. Okay. Young Zach, what'd you think? Because for me, I'm just like, after that Johnny Depp debacle, I'm not watching these anymore.
I was also nervous after the Johnny Depp thing. The original is my mother's favorite movie. So thankfully, our nice folks at Ally Global Marketing let myself and my wife go and gave me an extra ticket to bring my mama along.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's sweet.
That's a good kid.
Original Mrs. Young Zach. Or no, that.
No.
No, scratch that.
No,
scratch
we
that.
Are
reverse that.
That
is a real Mike Pence
deleted.
Situation there.
Mama Zach, whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Mama Young Zach. I don't know. Anyway, we got
to
take my
making
mom.
It worse. Let's talk about the movie.
Wait, so first of all, I guess I've questioned the first. What is this?
So per the trailer, I was under the impression it was going to be a prequel to the original Willy Wonka, and it would set up how this zany man gets a chocolate factory and enslaves a bunch of tiny orange people. It was.
Sorry, that
and,
one.
Well, I mean, it's kind of.
That's, enslaves a bunch of tiny arms.
That's literally what happens.
I know, but it's just.
They
funny
aid him
when
in killing phrase. Children and candy.
To yes. Describe a movie badly. That's the headline right there.
With okay. The deadbeat elderly grandfather who just gets up for chocolate, apparently.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to everybody but him, by the way.
By the way, that dude was definitely scamming some kind of government agency for disability.
Yes. That's the KV I take of Grandpa Joe. So, anyway, the movie Wonka, I was under the impression was going to be this sequel. Telling that whole story. It was not. Now, it doesn't mean it's a bad movie, but it was not that.
Was it a musical?
It was very much a musical.
Very much a musical. Was it a good musical?
If you're into that sort of thing.
I'm into that sort of
was
thing.
Was it an evil petting zoo?
Well, like, for example, the first one had music in it, but it wasn't really a musical. Was this more musical-esque?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm trying
very
to
very much out. A musical, a story told through songs.
Gotcha. Maybe. Is there anybody in this thing we know?
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Mr. Bean makes a cameo.
Okay.
Pretty funny.
Are there horrible ways that children die?
No dead kids.
So nobody, Violet doesn't turn violet? Nobody gets sucked up
no.
tubes or
it,
anything?
Without going into too much detail, it details a very short window of Wonka's life where he goes to undisclosed country of sorts, as same as the original movie, and goes to sell his chocolates, peddle his wares. He kind of gets wrapped up in some shenanigans and has to pay off some debts. But it's all about a very, you know, maybe a month in time.
A month in time. And this is all before everything.
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay, so it's all before everything. And does it show how he comes up with the idea to do the golden tickets, any of that, or it's not really that kind of connected?
There's a little bit of that. There's a lot of cameos, or not cameos, Easter eggs. There's lots of little references, yeah. The little, I don't want to give too much of those away because it's very fun to spot them. But it's certainly worth watching the original and then going to watch this because you'll see all the little nods, and it's very fun.
So then. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, because I was going to say that this seems like it's very much connected to the Gene Wilder original, like down to like the aesthetic, the jacket, even like the design of the Oompa Loompa fella.
Like a Joe Biden granddaughter, the Johnny Depp version doesn't exist in this new cinematic universe.
Gotcha. I want to ask you kind of about the critical response to this movie, Zach, because like it's kind of got folks mixed. Like I'm looking here on Rotten Tomatoes, it carries a 84% critical score, and I was chatting with one of our coworkers, and he's like, oh, man, people really seem to be liking that Wonka. And I remember, like, you cocked an eyebrow at that. And honestly, that's why I wanted to talk to you about this. It's like, you know, let's talk to somebody who's actually seen the movie and kind of get your take. So I guess my question would be kind of, what's your take on it? But then also speculating, putting on your Willy Wonka speculation hat. Why do you think people like this movie?
It's a good movie. It's a very nice story. It's very sweet, very wholesome. It's not woke, air quotes. I mean, there's none of this, anything that we complain about in a movie, it doesn't have. The CGI is actually really incredible. Way better than Expendables or Forbles. Right? there's some CGI animals that are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So the movie itself is very good. It stands well.
So then here's the thing. It didn't get any controversy around it.
Mm-mm.
Do you think maybe that's because half the people don't even know it's out in theaters right now? I don't remember seeing any ads for this thing. How'd you find out about it aside from our marketing emails we get? Or did you just
I
know
saw some ads. Mm-hmm. It's certainly been a big movie in the household growing up, so it was kind of on my radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I went back and watched the trailer, too, after I had seen the movie and confirmed my suspicions that how it's being sold is not what it is. Not to say that it's a bad movie in any sort. I think you should go see it. It's very fun, but it's not what you're looking for if you're hoping for essentially a biopic of the life of Willy Wonka prior to the Gene Wilder film.
Gotcha. Now, would you say this is something you should go see in theater, something wait for the download, something make a date night out of, or just forget it entirely?
Date night or download. You don't need to just go out and spend a bunch of money and take the family. It is fun to get candy. I mean, you kind of lean into that.
Well, yeah, but you should have the candy at home, because if you're paying movie theater prices for the amount of candy you're going to want to eat after watching
that. I didn't say you bought the candy at the theater. I said it was there when I watched the movie.
That's what I'm checking
on. But you had a delightful experience with your mom and your wife.
Absolutely. It was very fun. It was a great time. Would certainly recommend it.
Family date night, it sounds
absolutely
like.
Family night. Very nice. Good to know, especially because you got kids. Oh, here's an important one. You got winter break coming up. Can kids go see this? Or is
100%.
It terrifying?
No, it's not terrifying.
Okay. Because I am still scarred for life from that original, from watching that movie way, way too young, thinking I was going to get turned into a violet or sucked in a thing or killed by chickens or the
There's
other
no
things.
Dead kids.
Okay. Just making sure. Young Zach, thank you very much. Mike, I think you and I are going to see Aquaman this week, right?
Yeah.
Going to check out the Aquaman.
Yeah.
Which looks like a...
In the Lost Kingdom.
Oh, God. All right.
The third dimension.
We're going to go see the Aquaman.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Aquaman, but we're going to go see the...
Well,
I got to go. It's a superhero movie.
Okay.
Fine. We'll go see the Aquaman. When we come back, lots more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.